Mr. Zhou, my question is in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 52.
Both husband and wife have come well prepared. He refers to the Quran. No, he also quoted Quran, and she's also quoting the Quran, and so on.
No, it was my own idea because I always read.
No, of course, it's yours. I don't mean you borrowed it from your husband.
It says that, I can't remember what the part, but it said that we shouldn't have Christians or Jews as friends.
Yes.
And my question is, we as Ahmadi Muslims, we are to help our neighbors in all sorts of ways. So if we are not...
Just the neighbors?
Neighbors and friends and the needy and everybody.
All mankind?
All mankind,
yes.
And most of them belong to this cities of reading. So if we don't befriend them, how can we invite or pray them to accept the true Islam and mediate? That's my question.
If you do what? If you don't do
it? If it said that we shouldn't be friends of the Christians or the Jews and the rest. And my question is, we do good or we help all mankind. And
eschewing, the word eschewing is the one
yes.
which is central to the question.
Yes.
Right? I'll come to that.
Okay.
The Holy Quran is speaking in the context of a struggle which had already started in the Arabian society at the advent of Islam, between Islam and pagans on the one side, Islam and the Jews on the other, and Islam and the Christians on the other. Now, in this context, there were many attempts made by the opponents of Islam to lead away the Muslims from their path and to gradually, impress upon them the distorted teachings, as the Quran believes, of the Old Testament onto them and to change their views accordingly. So this was the situation where extreme caution was needed. And also there were those who were in a state of war with the Muslims at that time, like the Meccans, like some Jews, which tried to stab Muslims in the back during the battle of the ditch, etc. And many such things continue to happen. Some Christian scholars were implanted, like Abu Amir, to change the faith of the Muslims by deceit, by building a small mosque close to Medina and inviting Hazrat Muhammad to lead the prayer there, so the Muslims from all around could go there and think that this is a blessed mosque. And there Abu Amr, a Christian, was hiding to start sowing the seeds of discontent and disbelief in the hearts of those who innocently visited the mosque in the belief that it was a blessed mosque. So in the context of all these conspiracies and antagonism, the Holy Quran says, do not eschew from holding them as real close bosom friends. If you do that, you may fall into a trap. True believers who have the same faith as yours are worthy of being called your bosom friends. As far as the acts of goodness are concerned, a verse very close to this or elsewhere clearly enjoins upon Muslims to be kind to all and to do good deeds, acts of good deeds to the Christians and the Jews. Do not abstain from that. So that means that these two messages are not contradictory but explanatory to each other. In case of there being a danger of damage done to your faith or to your body as Muslims together from the non-believers is concerned, take extreme measures of precaution. Don't be the bosom friends in the sense that you actually ultimately are carried away to them. So in this verse, or in the verse after, the Holy Quran also warns the consequences. It says that if you choose them as your real bosom friends, then there is a real danger of your being completely taken over by them. So remember this. With these cautions and warnings given, then the Holy Quran says there is absolutely no harm in being kind and just and kind and friendly to the people of the book. But it enjoins clearly, not only must you be friendly, but also remember this, even if they are your enemies, you must treat them with absolute justice. So this is the whole complete scenario of relationship developed by the Holy Quran between the Muslims and the others, particularly the people of the book. So there are two different things. To be friends in the sense that to be intimate and share your secrets and thoughts with them, that is not promoted by the Quran. In fact, Muslims are required to eschew from this practice, right? As far as being good to each other is concerned, it is very clearly, specifically said that you must be good to them, your friends, from whom you do not fear any treachery. Thirdly, even if they are enemies, you are not permitted under any circumstances to treat them with injustice. Justice is the overall prevailing injunction of Allah, which will find no exception whatsoever. So what is wrong with this teaching? Tell me now.
It's the best.
Where is it?
It's the best.
Okay? That's good.